Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. We're not standing, we're not fighting this battle by ourselves.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves.
Speak the Word.
In 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3, you know, there was four lepers. These four lepers, they had a decision to make, and it was a life or death decision that they had to make. There was a famine at that time going on, and they had to decide if they wanted to stay where they were and for sure die or take a chance. They took a chance. In verse 5, it said, so at the twilight, they set out for the camp of the Arameans. But when they came to the edge of the camp, there was no one there. Saints, I'm sure that when the lepers were sitting outside of this gate, I'm sure that they were afraid. But fear will always create unbelief. But God didn't give you a spirit of fear. I want you to know that. You know, I can't count the times in the Bible that God tells us to fear not, for He knew that we were going to be afraid. There's times in our lives that we're going to be afraid. There's going to be a time when you get a phone call and it's not good news and you're going to panic and you're going to be afraid. I've had such phone calls and they're not pleasant. But you immediately just go in prayer about this and don't say anything. Just give it to the Lord. I've done that before. And it's not easy. But the best thing you do when you give something to the Lord is just go on and get about what you're doing. If it's a situation that you can't, it's out of your hands and you can't do anything about it. You know, He tells us, 1 Peter, to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. And He does care for us. But He can't do anything for us, brothers and sisters, if we don't give it to Him. You've got to really give it to Him. And then somebody might say, well, Pastor Joe, if you really cared about your sister, you'd be worried too. Well, the Bible speaks against worry in Matthew. I think it's in Matthew 6, where it says, not to worry and fret. Don't worry about anything. You know, that God's going to take care of everything. And He said, don't worry about tomorrow. He said, because you're going to have enough troubles today. You don't have to borrow from tomorrow, okay? And so don't let the enemy trick you into sitting around worrying, because worry is not going to help. Don't worry, because worry won't do anything. That will only cause stress and make you sick. But know that when you are worrying, you aren't accomplishing anything. You are, the only thing you will accomplish is that it will bring stress on your body, and which will bring on sickness and fear and doubt and dread. But if you'll pray, give it to the Lord, and then go about your work so you don't have to sit there and focus on that, God now is able to take care of that. You've got to speak God's word. You've got to believe that word. And you've got to believe that when you speak God's word and it's coming out of your mouth, it's the same as it's coming out of the mouth of Jesus. Because He said, as He is, so are we on this earth. Saints, there was no army. You know, when I was talking about those four leopards, you know, they were afraid to go into the city because there was an army there. And if they went back to the other place, the famine was there and they would starve. But if they went to the other place, they were afraid of being killed. But saints, there was no army. But God made the Syrians think there was. Think about that. I think that was so awesome because God made the Arameans think that they were being attacked just by rustling up whatever, making noises and stuff like chariots to make them think. In verse 7 it said, so it says the Syrians arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents, their horses, their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And it says that when the lepers got to the edge of the camp, they realized it was empty. They went in and ate and drank and carried away all the silver and the gold. Praise God. Think about that. They got to fill their stomach with food and drink. And on top of that, they found all the silver and all the gold. But let me say this, you know, because I won't have time to preach on the whole thing on the lepers. But after they went in and they found all the food and the gold and the silver, you know, they got to thinking, you know, this is really a good thing that we found here. And we really shouldn't keep it to ourselves. Okay? And so we need to tell someone. And so they did. And of course, they didn't really believe them, but they told them. And I think some of them did. But it says here that the lepers overcame. It didn't say they weren't afraid. It says the lepers overcame in spite of their fear. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you can overcome. You can be that warrior. You can be that conqueror. And you can overcome. And you can come out victorious in your situation, even if you're afraid. Sometimes when we're afraid, we have to do it anyhow. There's sometimes I'm afraid. I get tempted to be afraid, but I do it anyway. You know, sometimes, you know, when I'm in a church and I'm teaching in front of all these people, sometimes I go up and I'm standing back there knowing that I've got to go up and give the word. And, you know, I don't know. And I think a lot of ministers are the same thing. You know, it's I stand back there and talk to the Lord and build myself up kind of like David did at that time, you know, just I encouraged himself, so I sit back there and encourage myself. And even this morning, you know, I was at home. I was preparing to come and teach you this message. And so I just kind of walked around and talked to the Lord about it. And when I left, I was confident that the Holy Spirit would never let me down because He's my teacher, and without Him, I can't teach. And He never lets me down. And so I'm so thankful for that. And I know that Jesus and the Father are always with me. And He has His angels encamped around and about me. I can't see them, but I know that when I need them, they're always here to help me. I'm confident, like I said, that they were fearful. But there again, sometimes, friend, we have to do it when we're even afraid. You are going to be afraid sometimes, but don't let fear stop you. Fear is from the enemy, and fear is a spirit. And you can cast that spirit off with a word. Because the Bible tells us in Luke 10:19 that He has given us the power and the authority to tread upon the scorpions and the snake and to put the enemy under our feet. And He also said that we would not be harmed. And He said that all spirits are subject to us. So us means me and us means you. And so He's saying that all these spirits, you know, the spirit of worry, the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, all these spirits are subject to us, and all we have to do is speak to that spirit of fear, and in the name of Jesus, you foul demonic spirit of fear, I command you to leave my mind now. And I declare that, you know, that God did not give me a spirit of fear, and so therefore I don't receive it. He gave me a spirit of love and a sound mind. I don't have that spirit of fear. I refuse to take that spirit of fear. Okay, and it says here, the word just tells us that they had a decision to make, and they made it when they took their first step of faith. And that's what we're going to have to do, is when we take our first step of faith. Just like when the doctor left the room that day that I was talking about earlier, when I began, you know, he gave me all of this bad report, and David and I took that step of faith, and I gave it to the Lord, like with the lepers, and then God stepped in and helped them fight their battle. The battlefield, I'll leave you with this, the battlefield is always going to be in your mind, friends. It is your mind that the devil will try to deceive you. But please know that you do have authority. You are a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And don't you ever forget that.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I thank you for the power that is in your word. And according to your word in Job 15:6, you said it's our own mouth that condemns us and not you, and that our own lips testify against us. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into our situations, that it gives Satan legal rights to come in and destroy us. Father, I thank you that you are our protection from our enemy Satan, and I thank you that you have allowed your angels to respond when we're in trouble. Your angels are activated for our benefit when we speak your word. Father, I know that sometimes it feels like danger is lurking everywhere, around every corner, that we're being sent out like sheep among wolves. Help us to understand that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Also help us to see ourselves as the warriors that we are, ambassadors of the King Jesus, hallelujah. And we shall not be afraid, for the spirit that God has given us does not make us afraid. His spirit is a source of power and love and encouragement. I thank you, Lord, with you on our side, we have already won the victory, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.